Welcome back into another episode of the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Coody, and we continue our series of getting to know the Husker newcomers and Nebraska men's basketball newcomers. Andrew Morgan, the transfer from North Dakota State. Andrew, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome to Lincoln. How's it been settling in?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, it was everything I thought of and more. I mean, it's just it has a very homey feel for me, and it's definitely great being here, and it's great weather and great people down here too.
So take me through your decision when you decided to go into the transfer portal, what you were looking for out of the program to play your last season of college basketball.
I was really looking for a program that was like very competitive. They were very competitive in their league, and somebody who would give me the best opportunity to win and have the most I could help win for the next year as well. It was something that was really weighing on me. I mean, I wanted to go to a school that was going to be very, like, made me feel at home, but they weren't just going to be like, have me there for a year and then I would never talk to them again. I wanted to go to a place that would make me feel at home. And then I had a lot of connections kind of to Lincoln that or knew about Lincoln. And everybody told me that it's one of the best places on earth to be at. So I was like, trust my gut with it. And then came down and saw it for myself. And I was like, yeah, this place is pretty special.
One of those connections Husker fans love and know well, and that is Sam Griesel, who you played with for a year there at North Dakota State. What were those conversations like when you hit up Sam and said, hey, what's this place like? Should I come here?
Oh, I don't even think he said anything but just go Big Red. Keep going. Go to Big Red. So, I mean, he was very, very excited about it, and he kept telling me, I mean, we compared notes. We played with the same coach up there. We were kind of comparing how it is down here, and he was just saying how much I'd love it down here. And it was very good recruiting side of that, and along with some of the other guys I knew up in Fargo that knew about how it operated down here. So,
when you committed here, I asked him about you, and he said, really talented guy that will play hard and play the right way. How important is that to you to play the right way when you're out there on the court?
Oh, I mean, it's really important. I mean, you always got to make the right plays. You never want to turn the ball over. You never want to take a bad shot. So in college basketball, especially at this level, every position matters. So it was the way that I like to play is every possession matters. If you screw up one possession, you could end a game and you were lost by two. And then that one possession will come back to haunt you. So it's been something that's always been kind of in my head. So.
That's awesome. You know, I had also heard an interview that you had said when you were looking for your next place is you wanted to go to the place that had the keys to success. You've played college basketball now for several years. You have a feel for that and know what that takes. So what was it? What were some of those things here at Nebraska that you felt like, okay, they've got the pieces here to be successful?
Oh, I mean, it just starts at the top with Coach Hoiberg. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in college basketball. And, He's coached at the pro level, and all the other coaches have actually coached at the pro level as well. And it felt for me, if I wanted to expand my game, and especially if I wanted to go to someplace after and play pro ball somewhere else, I mean, it would be possible. So it wasn't just looking at for 1 year, it was looking at for the future as well. And then, I mean, they kind of already had that set as well.
When he came on and was chatting about you, he said that obviously very, very tough. You play really tough. And, physical guy, you're not afraid of the contact. Where does that come from? How did that evolve for you, being that tough guy inside?
That kind of came from growing up on a farm.
Yeah.
I mean, you get injured on the farm, sometimes you just got to brush it off. So, I mean, it's that kind of came from that. And then physicality, that really came from me wanting to be a football player when I grew up, and I got too big for that. So I always wanted to hit people. That was, like, the most exciting part of my job in football. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of just you like evolved into something that I like to be physical. I like to play games physical, and especially with the Big Ten and how they play here. I mean, it's just open field for me. So
that you'll fit right in with that mindset right there. You know, you'd said that you are working a little bit on extending a little bit your outside shot and being able to contribute maybe at the elbow and out. And what's gone into that? How has that been working with him and the staff on improving that part of your game?
Oh, it's been going really well. I mean, it's definitely the way that this offense is set up. So this offense is set up in a way that the bigs really get to facilitate everything at the top of the key. So, I mean, I kind of played a little bit of that up in North Dakota, but this is more into it in this offense. So it's definitely just getting more familiar with being on the outside more, and also being able to defend on the perimeter a little more than I did up there, which is fine, and it's definitely just part of just expanding how you can play the game.
You know, for this culture and this group of guys, they've been really close the last 2 years, and I know that was another thing that you've mentioned. What is it about this group of guys that it's special that you guys are so close-knit and that everybody works well together?
Yeah, I mean, from the moment I got here, everybody just welcomed me with open arms, and then especially as the other guys came in, it was, like, very, very welcoming feeling, and then it was also, like, it's fun to be around them as friends, but it's also, like, even more fun to be around them on the court because they work just as hard as anybody else out there, and they're going hard in every drill. They want to win every drill, so that's something that's really fun to play with as well because everybody's competing to win their drill. They're not just there to do the drill, they're there to win it. So that's something that about this team is just so fun to be around.
So you've done this summer thing, this preseason thing a few times now. How do you feel like this Nebraska team is progressing so far up until this point with what the work that you've been able to do together so far?
I think it's going very well. I mean, I think that it definitely starts with having chemistry on the team. That takes a while right away, and then guys kind of understand how the offense works. But I think it's going really well. I mean, guys are already getting way more comfortable in the offense, making cuts, making certain plays, reading off other guys. So it's just it's already going very well. I mean, we obviously have more time to work on it as well. So it's going very well. We got guys that just know how to play with each other and they know how to play off of each other. So that's obviously something that, like, usually it takes a while for other people, but I feel like this group really catches on real quick.
Okay, so I want to go back. I was going to ask you about this, but tell us about your farm, the family farm.
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up on a farm in right outside of Waseca. Grew up there my whole life. That was kind of the plan to do. I wasn't even really planning on going to college. That was kind of it wasn't really unheard of in my area, but it was more like you graduate high school, you go to a community college for 2 years, and then you go back to like HVAC or something like that, which is kind of what I wanted to do. I was like, I'd love to go out and go to a community college. I'm like, that's like high. And then the school right next to us from Mankato, I always thought that was Mankato State. I always thought that was like the highest of the high right there. I'm like, if you go to Mankato, you're fancy. And I mean, I just grew up on a farm. And for me, I was kind of closed off from how everything else worked because I'm out kind of isolated out in the country. And it kind of just helped me become who I am now. I mean, we just do crops. I mean, I've known that there's never something not to do on the farm. So that kind of helped me with my work ethic as well, because you don't really have time off on certain things. It's like, it's whenever the weather is ready to go. So, I mean, that's, you don't really count the days. You don't really work Monday through Friday. It's like, all right, the weather's good, you go now. So that was something that really taught me that no matter what or when, especially if you have friends going out, you got to go finish your work then. So work always came first on the farm, and I always loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. So how did you know, being all of that, how did you work yourself into becoming the kind of basketball player that was recruited that did get this kind of opportunity?
I mean, I was, I mean, it was weird. We got a basketball hoop right outside of my yard or right in front of my garage. And whenever we'd come home from doing something, like I'd be out in the field all day, and a way for me to unwind was I'd just go out there and shoot the entire time, just unwind, play with my dog, and we'd shoot. And then keep shooting, and then whenever we'd come home with a load of corn, we were dumping up at the pit by the bin site, I'd crack it open just a little bit so it trickled out, so I'd go down and shoot. So, I mean, it was kind of something that I was just, whenever, like, the work got overstimulated with the work, I would always just go down and shoot baskets, and then I just kept shooting and shooting and shooting, and then I always had great coaches in Waseca as well that taught me how to play the game the right way and play the best way possible. So it kind of just evolved into me being pretty decent at basketball.
Oh, that's so cool. What a cool story. Corn and soybeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have a preference? Which crop do you prefer to work with?
I mean, it depends on the year. I mean, if it's
good answer,
good corn prices, I'd love to grow corn, but not mm-hmm. right now. But the beans are easier. Corn takes a little bit more work and a little more preparation. But I like them both. I mean, I really like growing corn because we don't have to haul that far when we haul it in. We only have to haul like 12 miles, and beans we have to haul like 25, 30 miles. So that maybe that plays into the decision a little bit. But overall, I like them both.
Okay, so your major is agriculture economics, which you hope to write, use going to work back at the farm. How important was that, too, when you start looking at colleges for your last season that had your major, that you could complete that?
I mean, it was pretty important to me. I mean, I worked for 3 years at this degree up in Fargo, and it was something I always knew I was going back home to do. So I always wanted to do something in school that I was going to go back home and use. And looking for a school that had it was pretty important to me. And the fact that Nebraska had it, and then they also have a really good program here as well. I mean, that just kind of made me feel a lot better.
So tell us about that. What are some of the biggest things you've learned that you feel like you'll be able to go back and apply?
Oh, kind of just like the management of like the books.
Yeah.
Like you manage books and stuff like that. That's something that's you don't really learn that in regular school. So learn how to do your books, learn how to do, like, manage certain things, the depreciation values on certain equipment and stuff like that. I mean, it's something that, like, in your way you market your crop, about the basis and stuff like that, that has really helped me, and I really think it's really going to help me when I go back home. So it's definitely something that, like, already has played a factor in how I do things at home.
Very cool. Okay, well, tell us about your mullet. Is there a story behind it?
That was, I think that was my sophomore year, up at NDSU. That was, I had really long hair, like super long hair, because my freshman year, I got sick of paying for haircuts all the time. I thought they were getting too expensive. So I'm like, I'm not getting my hair cut anymore. So I grew my hair out, and then we were coming around tournament time, and I was like, maybe I should get a mullet. I kind of got it. And then I remember when the barber told me when I got it, he's like, once you get it, you're not going to want to get away from it. I'm like, yeah, right. And then as soon as I got it, I'm like, I kind of like it. So, I mean, it's been with me for like 2 years. And there's really no main story behind it. It just kind of happened. And then
now it's your thing.
Now it's my thing, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. I was also told you rebuild cars.
Yeah.
Is that true? Tell us about that.
Yeah. We rebuild a lot of cars. I mean, it kind of started in high school. I was I always wanted like a cool car for like high school. I thought that'd be really cool. And then I didn't have the money to pay for it, like buy a newer one. So I'm like, well, it's another way I can get a cool car that I can actually have. And I'm like, well, I bought it wrecked. So I bought it wrecked for an auction down in Dallas. It was my first one. We went down and got it, brought it home, we fixed it. And my neighbor, he's a body guy, so he knew how to do all the body work, and he kind of taught me how to do it all. And then I did one, and I'm like, well, let's do another truck. And then we just kept doing it and doing it. And by now, we've done, like, right around 14 of them.
Wow.
So, yeah, we do a lot of them. And most of the cars that we drive now were wrecked when we got them.
Really?
So, yeah, and it's, I mean, my dad always was a really, really good mechanic, so he always taught me how to do everything, like, with cars. And I've always been fiddling with cars in the shop. So as when we started getting them wrecked, we just kind of knew what to do, and we both worked on them, and we like to build cool cars, and once we get done with them, we like to put our own little custom stuff done to them, custom paint jobs, custom rims, tires, different things to them, so just to make it our own as well. So
you do the paint job too?
No, my neighbor does most of the painting on the trucks. I paint the tractors, I don't paint the trucks.
That is so cool. That's fascinating. So do you have a favorite car, or one that you're most proud of, the finished product?
Oh, I'd probably say it was our 2018 pickup. That one was wrecked pretty bad. It hit two trees, and it was, like, really bad. And, I mean, it took us about a year to do that one because there was a lot of body work and metal work involved in that. And then now that it's done and you see it, that one's probably my favorite because it's the best looking one, and it's got the most kind of some custom stuff done to it, and it's best looking, and it's most fun driving, so.
Wow, that's fascinating. Maybe a little side business in the future?
Yeah.
If anybody needs some car detail, car work, maybe they could hit you up?
Yeah, I do a little bit of car work.
So all of this stuff, you know, you talk about the farming and then the rebuilding the cars. How good is that for as a college athlete, as a student athlete, to have that kind of escape away from sports?
I think it's really good because, I mean, I go home and I go and work on stuff immediately when I'm home because it's just something that, like, releases. It kind of just takes my mind away from everything that I do, like, in the sports world or, like, college. It's like I can just relax and I can just go back to the base roots where I was growing up in. And I was like, I was working in the shop and we were working on the farm. So when I go back in the shop, it's like, for me, it's like it's just a subtle awe. I just get to worry about what's in there, work on that. Don't have to deal with, like, the outside noise of your, like, rumors or something random, or you had a bad game, it's like you can just go back in the shop and you work, and then that's your life. So
it's such a process. So what is your favorite part of the rebuilding the cars? Like, is there a certain skill task or that you like the most?
My favorite part is definitely like when you're when you see what you worked on for so long become something that's like a really nice car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you got right away. It was a wrecked, mangled piece of junk, and you're like, well, nobody wanted it. That's why it was on the auction. So you take something that nobody really wanted, and you can kind of build it into your own, and then a lot of people want it because it's all custom and it's new. And just knowing that every day when you're working on something, you built something on your own, that's really nice. So that's probably the most rewarding part.
So is there a custom Huskers vehicle in the future?
I mean, I have a red and black truck. I have two of them. The one that's painted custom red and black, so that one, I guess that one could work.
You could throw a Husker logo or something on it.
I could, but that's the farm truck, so we can't be doing too much with that. That thing's always working. But we could do it on one of the other trucks.
Oh, that's so cool. We are going to have to do a deeper dive into this with you and show some of the things that you've been able to do. Well, circling back, just to you coming here playing basketball, what are you hoping to bring to this program, to provide to this program, to help this program succeed, which is, I know, important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I really want this program to win. I mean, I've seen how much it means to, like, just the guys that I knew, how much Nebraska means to them, and I know how much it probably matters to the fans as well. I mean, it's a very loyal fan base down here, and for me, that's something that's really exciting to play for. And you're not just playing for the success of the team, you're playing for the success of everybody else, and it's definitely really exciting, and I really want this team to be motive, like, win a lot of games, and we can play up in the Big Ten and then go back to the tournament and then hopefully win one in the tournament as well.
How, you mentioned it, how excited are you to experience Pinnacle Bank Arena?
I'm very excited. I mean, I've never seen it. I mean, I've never seen how loud it gets. I've only heard about it, and everybody who says, even people at the gas station when I get gas, they're like, oh yeah, you're gonna experience it. I'm like, oh, okay, it must be that good. The gas station guys tell me that. But I mean, I'm very excited to see it. I mean, everybody talks about it, but they can't really describe it. And that's kind of the way it was when I was coming down here for visits, and they weren't lying when that happened. So I'm excited to see what it looks like.
How do you feel like your game will translate to the Big Ten?
I think it'll translate very well. I mean, I was in a league that was, in a way, soft. I mean, they didn't really like bigger guys that like to be physical. So that's kind of nice for me to be in the Big Ten. I can really just not have to hold back as much as I did in the Summit League, and it'll be a lot more physical, a lot more guys that are kind of play like me, so that's going to be a lot more fun. I think it'll go just fine.
So you're saying you're going to stay out of foul trouble completely?
Oh, let's not make that promise, but we're gonna stay as far away from it as we can.
Oh, I love it. What else should Husker fans know about you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just a farm kid from Waseca that plays basketball. That's pretty much all it is for me.
Oh, great stuff. Fascinating conversation. So excited you're here. Thanks for spending some time with us, and can't wait to see you out there in PBA.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is Andrew Morgan with Nebraska Men's Basketball. This is a part of our newcomer series, Today's Conversation, brought to you by Woodhouse. Thanks for listening and watching. As always, make sure you subscribe and like wherever you listen to never miss an episode right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast.